The woman said unto him, verse 12, art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself and his sons and his cattle? Are you greater than Jacob? And then Jesus answers and said to her, whoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water. Sir, give me this water.
Greetings, radio friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, and I would like to welcome you to this edition of the Anchored in Jesus radio program. I am the founder and dean of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies and also the senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We would like to thank you for joining us today for the conclusion of Jesus and the Woman at the Well. Before we begin today's message, I'd like to share with you a special offer. I have written a book. The title of the book is Touched by the Breath of God. In this book, we talk about who wrote the Bible. How can we know the Bible is the Word of God? Should we take the Bible literally? Are there contradictions in the Bible? Did certain groups tamper with the Bible? Is the Bible accurate in the areas of science and geography and astronomy? Is the Bible an ancient book that has no relevancy for today? What about translations? Are they reliable? Are there lost books of the Bible? Can we trust the Bible? In this book, I go to great lengths to show you that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. We answer all of the questions mentioned before, plus many, many more. We have written this book for those who want to strengthen their faith, who have been faced with questions and doubts about the Bible. After reading this book, the people of God will be adequately equipped to defend His Word. If you would like a copy of the book, stay tuned, and we will give you instructions later on how you can do that. Now join us for the conclusion of Jesus and the Woman at the Well.
That flow into your life. You know, if you think about religion, every religion, I don't care what it is, Pentecostal, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, you go back to all of them. Every religion was started by a man or a woman. Every religion, you can't get around, every religion was started by a man or a woman. And it was actually human ways to try to put a system on having access to God. When Jesus came, Jesus wasn't about this religion or that religion or this religion. Jesus wasn't about any religions. He wasn't even though he was a Jewish person, he wasn't even about Judaism, because he said, I came to fulfill the law. And so Jesus was about relationship. And so if we're going to sit by the brook of living water, that there has to be a relationship. The next thing that I want to say is that we look at living waters. Again, the clean waters versus the polluted waters. Jeremiah said, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn out for themselves broken cisterns. And because these cisterns could be broken, that they could have all type of pollution in them. And again, we want the clean waters. That as I sit before the Lord and spend time in His presence, I'm allowing the living waters to come over my soul. And you know, I have a challenge that I want to throw out to you, and I'll throw it out again later, but the challenge that I want to throw out to you, as you go through your week this next week, I want you to stop and ask yourself, am I participating in the living waters, or am I participating in the polluted waters? Am I drinking from the living waters, or am I drinking from a cistern? That man, and again, I've said this before, according to statistics, 50% of men in the church, and on any given Sunday, 50% are involved, in this past week, have been involved in some type of pornography, right? So as you sit down to view that pornography, is that living waters or is that cistern waters? As you plot and scheme to get over, to connive, to do somebody in, as you sit there, is that living waters or is that cistern waters? As you are there and you are trying to make a decision as to how you're going to do this thing, how you're going to pay this bill, how are you going to make this thing happen in your life, are you going to drink from the living waters or the cistern? You know, when we talk about the cistern, if you go to that next slide, let's look at John 7, 37. John 7. 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if any man thirst, let him come after me and drink. Watch this, saints. Oh, I would to God that you would get this morning. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly or out of his heart shall flow rivers of what? Living water. Living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. That the Spirit is this living water that flows out. Now turn real quick to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. In Galatians 5. Verse 22. Now he already said that what? Living waters shall come out of your spirit. Living waters shall flow out of your heart. Living waters shall flow out of your belly. And the waters was what? The Holy Spirit. Look at this. Look at this. And I want to challenge somebody here this morning. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So that when you have this living water in you and flowing out of you, which is the Holy Spirit, are you operating under the living waters or the cistern waters? Do you have love in your heart? And let's be honest, or is there someone that you have animosity towards right now? That's cistern waters. That's polluted waters. Do you have joy in your life today? You know, I mean, do you really have, and I'm not saying that everything is going well, everything is fine in your life, but do you have joy in your life today? Or as you sit here today, is your heart overwhelmed with sorrow? Now, we know that whenever, you know, we lose a loved one, that sorrow enters our heart. So I'm not talking about that kind of sorrow, but I'm talking about, do you have joy? Do you have that joy that the song says that the world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away? If you got sorrow in your heart, you're drinking out of the cistern. Do you have peace in your life? I tell you, man, there's a whole lot of things that in my life that are not the way that I want them to be. But I can say this. I can say this. That I've got peace in my life. I've got peace. Because why? I'm drinking from the living waters. Gentleness. Do you have gentleness? You know, there are some saints that you hate to see them coming because you know that they're going to bump up against you. You know that they're going to be driving the car, right, and they're going to crash right into you because they're harsh. You know, that's just their spirit. It's a spirit of harshness. And it's not because it's their nature or their character. It's just because there's bitterness in their heart. It's because there's anger in their heart. But if you're drinking from the living waters, you have gentleness. You have goodness. You know, is it your desire to treat people good? You know, it doesn't cost anything to be nice. And if the Spirit of God is living in you and flowing out of you, then you have that spirit of goodness, not cruelty. Do you have faith, able to believe God for what he says he would do? Or do you live in a spirit of unbelief? How about meek? Do you have meekness? Or is your life filled with pride and arrogance? Temperance. Do you have self-control? Or are you out of control? My brothers and sisters, you know, I try to make this thing real in the fact that, you know, when it talks about living waters and cistern waters, and notice, I didn't make it up. That's what God said in Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 13. What did God say? He said, my people have forsaken me, the living waters, and turned to what? Turned to cisterns. They've turned to cisterns. You can either drink the living waters, the clean waters, that flow out of the Spirit in our lives, love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, or you can drink from the pollution of the cisterns. Hate, sorrow, strife, harshness, cruelty, unbelief, pride, arrogance, and indulgence. My last point this morning. For my people have committed two evils. What did the lady say to Jesus? Sir, give me this water. Sir, give me this water, this living water. And I pray that that's your prayer today. Sir, give me this water. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn out cisterns for themselves. And notice what he said, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Broken cisterns that can hold no water. Sir, give me this water. And as we go to the next slide, living waters are full vessels. Broken cisterns are empty containers. Have you chosen the cisterns that when the plaster starts coming off of the rocks and the water starts to leak out and the cistern becomes empty? Have you chosen for yourself the broken cisterns? Have you filled yourself with self? Or have you filled yourself with the Holy Spirit? You see, when we are filled with the Spirit, that means that we are under the control of the Holy Spirit. And that, you know what? You know, wouldn't it be something if we as believers that we could text somebody or call somebody on the phone or email somebody and say, at this present moment, my brother, my sister, are you filled with the Spirit of God? Wow. You know, wow. At any moment of the day, I mean, this should be our experience. What should be the experience of the believer should be filled with the Holy Spirit, because you are drinking from the living waters of God. And then, you know, just say, I get up in the morning, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, I'm walking through my day, and I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, and then somebody cuts me off in traffic. Oh, now all of a sudden, that feeling, watch this. All of a sudden, that feeling has dropped a little bit. But you know what? God is walking to and fro throughout the earth. And he's looking for people who would say, Lord, take my cup. Lord, fill it up. And that at that moment when that person has pulled in front of me, and I have an angry thought and maybe even an angry reaction, that at that moment, At that moment, I say, Lord, forgive me. Fill my cup again. Fill my cup again. But the sad thing is that many of us want to go. Oh, I got to raise my hand because I'm there. That many of us want to go on with that half-filled cup. We want to let the joy, we want to let the peace, we want to let the love seep out. And we don't say, Lord, fill my cup with the living waters once again. Lord, my heart and flesh cry out for the living waters. Do you have the living waters, the full vessel? Is your vessel full? Even right now, your experience, you came to church today. Is your vessel full? Maybe you wanted to get to church so you could get a refilling. Maybe you got here and you didn't get a refilling. It's not God's fault, right? The living waters versus the broken cisterns. Two questions, and I'm done. The first question, and I got this from the lesson that we did the other day on En-Gedi, and it's this. Suppose you live in a dry region, and someone offers you and everyone else in the area all the pure running water you need if you ask for it. So you ask every day and receive an abundance of water, but some people won't ask for the water. Some people don't seem to know that they have access to abundant supply. So they struggle to dig up sun-baked ground in hopes of finding enough water to keep themselves alive. What would be your response to those people? Wow. What would be your response? That if you ran to somebody and there's water everywhere and you drink from this water every day, you ask for this water every day and you drink it every day, and you know the refreshing, you know the energy that you get, and you see people out. You see people out here on sun-baked ground, digging holes, trying to get some water. Sir, give me this water. You got the water of life. You have the water of life. Are you offering it to other people? Or do you offer them cistern water? Wow! Are you offering cistern water? Human efforts, polluted. Are you offering cistern water? Or are you offering the living waters? Second question is this. Which cisterns have you built in the past? What, if you think back over, what cisterns have you drank from? I know I've drank from a lot of cisterns, right? The cisterns of human effort, the cisterns of substitutionary highs or artificial highs. You know, what cisterns, as you think back over your life and the times that you haven't experienced the living, refreshing waters that comes from a relationship with God, what cisterns have you drunk from? What cisterns have you drunk from that have left your life high and dry? What cisterns have you drunk from that have left you in need? What cisterns have you drunk from that have broken and become empty? Wow. Wow. Are you tempted even today to build a cistern instead of coming to the refreshing waters of En-Gedi? The refreshing waters of the Lord. And then finally, throw out this challenge for the week. Throughout the week, repeatedly ask yourself this question. Am I drinking from living waters or am I drinking from a cistern? That when I get up in the morning, if my first thing is to read the newspaper or to turn on the news, you know, am I drinking from living waters or am I drinking from a cistern? You know, during the day when I have an opportunity, during my lunch break and I'm not engaged with anyone, am I drinking from a cistern or am I drinking from living waters? You know, throughout the day, am I periodically, I was telling people on Wednesday that somebody gave me a clock a couple years ago, and it's a Bible clock. And one of the things that the clock does, you know, it keeps time. But then the other thing, at every hour on the hour, it quotes a verse and gives the address of the verse. And so I find myself, at least once an hour, if I'm sitting in my office, the first couple of times, man, it freaked me out. I was like, where's that voice coming from? But now I find myself, whatever the verse is, I find myself stopping and meditating and thinking about what it says and about what it means. That's drinking from the living water. Drinking from the living waters. Challenge yourself this week. Ask yourself the question, am I drinking from living waters or am I drinking from a cistern? I got up early one morning and I rushed into the day. I had so much to accomplish that I didn't have time to pray. Problems tumbled about me while heavier came each task. Why doesn't God help me, I wondered. He said, you didn't ask. I wanted to see joy and beauty. But the day toiled on gray and bleak. I wonder why God didn't show me. But he said, my child, you didn't seek. I tried to come into his presence. I used all my keys in the lock. God gently and lovingly chided, my child, you didn't knock. I woke up early this morning, and I paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish that I had to take time to pray. The living waters. Father, we come to you today, and Lord, we ask that you would help us to expose ourselves to the living waters and not find ourselves in cistern living. Oh, God, I must confess, Lord, that even the pastor of this church, that sometimes I find myself in the cistern and trying to do things in my own power, in my own energy, in my own strength, and having a experience of dryness, having an experience of barrenness. But Lord, show me the reality of sitting under the living waters and what that means for my life. And Lord, I pray for all who are here today that might be involved in cistern living. I just ask, Lord, that you would allow them to taste the living waters. And Lord, if there's someone here that has never tasted the living waters because they don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the lady said to Jesus, sir, give me this water. Give me this water. Lord, maybe there's somebody here today. They've never tasted the waters that Jesus talked about. We invite them to come during the invitation today. We have counselors that can tell them about this living water that Jesus offers. And so, Lord, I pray that you would minister to the hearts of your people today. For it's in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. Join us next time for the first half of Jesus and the Woman at the Well, Part 2. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Jesus and the Woman at the Well, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org or request Jesus and the Woman at the Well. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Jesus and the Woman at the Well. Or you can call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view or download the more than 400 resources that are listed there. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15208. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15208. It is through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air, and we are so thankful for that. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews 6:19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and anchor for the soul. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, and on behalf of our staff, I'm reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.